We are learning Masechtas Nozir Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, but we're starting Nun Gimel Amud Beis around 10 lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines from the bottom, the middle of a line. We had a Machlekes Rav Yechon Rav Shlokish. If there's an Eiver, Min Ameis or Eiver Mechai, that does not have Basa Kuro'u, what's the halacha if there's a Tumas Maga or Masa on those Eivarim? So Rabbi Yechanan said, "Ein anozim galeach aleihem," and what it means is that there's no tuma magamasa on that aver. Shlaka says, "Anozim galeach aleihem." Why? Because there is tumas magamasa on that. And the Gemara went through a rias from the Mishnayos. Now the Gemara wants to analyze what exactly are we talking about here. Remember, etzem kisa'ira, a bone the size of a barley, even without any meat on it, even without any basar on it, is metama. Is Metama already with Magamasa? We're talking about Magamasa over here, so how could Eva Menameis be a difference? Let's see. Hi, Eva Menameis Echidom. What's this Machlaikis? Eva Menameis, Machlaikis, Yerim Shlokis, what are we talking about? Either is Be'etzim Kesaira, if it has a Etzim Kesaira, my time with Rabbi Echidon. Vid less Be'etzim Kesaira, my time with Yerim Shlokis. If the has Etzim Kesaira, what's Psharon Rabbi Echidon? If there's no Etzim Kesaira, what's Psharon Shlokis? L'chayram saying if that's a kusar, it's pashas tummy. If it's not, so that where's the makar taka? I'm l'chayr shlokish. Loi lom de less be etzim kusara. Taka, there is no etzim kusara in this aver. Now, why is it tummy then? B'magamasa filhachi rachmana rabia, because the Torah was marbe. The Torah went in a brisa. The pasuk says like this. So we have here two brises, and we'll see afterwards that there's a raya. The Rishlokish means a raya from that. That a aver min hameis that's less than etzim kesayra has no basar still it's b'tam magamasa because of tar lim. But the more first, I'm bringing down a few other drashas on the way. The talent in the brisa. V'chol ashiyga the pasuk says like this in parashat Shukas. V'chol ashiyga apnei asada bechalal cherev ibe meis. Pasuk pshat the pasuk like this. Anyone touches in the field a chalal cherev means someone who died with a sword ibe meis. Someone who died regular ibe etzim adam or a bone ibe kever. Yitmos shivas yam. That's what pasuk says. We dash in every line of this pasuk. V'chalas yigal pnei asada v'chalal cherev. So we dash in apnei asada zehamal apnei ameis. That is teaching us that if you're a mal on a mace, you're tumas oil. You know we have a pasuk adam kiyomus for oil that is tumas oil. This pasuk being marba case, you would think the only time you have tumas oil is if you and the mace are under the same roof or in the same oil. But if you hover over a mace. You yourself a mal over a mace. Is that called tumas oil? We learn it from a pnei asada. You're on the sada. There's no roof here. You're on the sada, and you're over the mace. That the chiddush over here is that there's tumas oil. What does bachalal teach us? Bachalal is a evim minachai. V'yesh lo lahalas arucha. That's a evim minachai, and has enough basar that it can be mala arucha. That's the evim in a mace that has enough basar. So you learn from this pasuk that is tamei. And that's tummy. Now, how do you learn from the word halal? So a regular aver, how do you know aver min ha-meis that has basa karoi? One of the cases of the Mishnah. Right. That's betama, ba-oil, ba-maga, ba-masa. What do you know from? These words. Halal cherev. And the word halal, like the Rosh explains, means something that comes off the body. So, the halal, the word halal, not cherev. Halal. Halal is aver min ha-chav, yesh al-halal zarucho. That's what halal teaches us. That the aver min ha-meis is betama. Cherev, that teaches us cherev raised like a chol. Teaches us a big chiddush about something that's metal. A metal sword or a metal keli becomes avi avos atoma like a mace itself. Tosis says that if you have, let's say, a piece of metal that touches a mace, then that metal comes into the room where you are. There's no mace in your room. There's a piece of metal in the room with you. Your tummy shivas yamim. It's mamish. It becomes like a mace itself. It's the mace itself. That's the chiddush of cherev rei kachol means that the metal is like a chol, is like a mace itself. Has all the dinim of a mace. That's the chiddush of cherev. Oy be mace. The word oy be mace. Ze eva nechlal mina mace. The first case was an eva mina chai, a tar limb that came off a chai. Here the tar limb that came off a mace. There was all with basar. That's betame ba oil ba magam masa. That's the locha roiva atzamas. And like Tosfos points out, that even though it's a locha mishmas Sinai, it's a cross, a smachta ba'alma. It's just a smachta, these psukkim. It's not the mamash, the psukkim has a kapsuta dim sumikra. It's just a smachta to teach us that Reva Atzamos, Oy bekever ze kever tahoim. That's the chiddush of kever tahoim. The Amar Mar Tuma bekas vayla bekas v'yaredes. So what does this mean? Kever tahoim. Tosis explains by Arichus that when you are mal al meis, so dafka if you're mal on top of the meis, does the tuma reach you? But let's say the meis is in a coffin. So if you're mal on the front or the back of the coffin, where there's no meis at that part, there's no tumas oil. But there's an exception to the rule. That is only if it's tumah ratzutza. I mean, there's no tefach in this aron on top of the meis. There's no tefach space. But if there's a tefach, if there's no tefach space, but if there's a tefach or more, then it's called, then the whole kever, the whole coffin becomes tame, and any place you mal on the coffin, you become tame. That means if there's no tefach, it's tumah ratzutza, which means he's stuffed into the coffin. So then it's bekas v'ayil bekas v'yer. It means only if you're on top of the mace itself do you become tummy. If there's a pesach tefach in the coffin, then any part of the coffin in the time boil. Right, so everyone always thinks that tefach is, so that's why I spoke out. Tosfos says by Arichus that this is the case. That's not true, according to Tosfos at least. Maybe the other Rishonim won't like that. According to Tosfos, the tefach is a chasarin, not a mila. And if the tefach was always a mila, that blocks all tumah, so we have a simple eitzah, we can make a kayin-free base akvaras. Just bury all the mason with a tefach space in between the coffin, and every single kayin go into the base akvaras. We know it's not true, no such thing. So here, there's a tef. Now, this dafka, remember, is only by kever sosum. If there's an opening in the coffin, if the sides are open in the coffin, then it would not be any tumas oil in it. But here it's a kevis osim, a closed coffin. If there's a tefach, it makes it worse than if there's no tefach. So that's the last halacha of a kevah. Zok to Maravaita on top of Nadal. We still didn't get to Rosh Lakish Arvechanan. We're not there yet. V'ilu gam negiya, so that's all we got with tumas oil. But in the psukim regarding negiya, Omrav Yehuda, Tanya, we learned in a braisa. The pasuk says, Hanoigeya be'etzem oy becholol oy bemeis oy becover. It says someone who touches a etzem, a bone, a cholol, a meis, a becover. What does it teach us? Zok to Braiso. Be'etzem ze etzem kesayra. It teaches us the tumas negiya of etzem kesayra. Again, that's halacha meis mesinai, but learning out here from a smachta from the pasuk. So etzem ze etzem kesayra. Becholol ze eva nechlal manachai. It's a eva that came off a chai. Ve'imber lahalas rucha does not have enough basar. Oy bemeis ze eva nechlal meis. That's an eva nechla manameis. Oy bekever, and that's a reshlokish, that kever shofnei adibur. That's talking about a kever before matan Torah. To teach us that there, that is metama benegia and not ba'oil. And Tosfos and the Rosh have a whole discussion about that, because there's a machlokes in Yevamos if kivrei evichavim are metama ba'oil or not. The Rabbanon hold that kivrei goyim are metama ba'oil. So how can you say bekever means the fnei adibur? It's only tumas maga. They're not worse than goyim. Goyim have tumas oil. So therefore, Tosfos says go according to Rab Shimon. But he asks that according to Rab Shimon, you don't need a pasuk because the goyim are matam maga masa. So we need a pasuk for to teach us that Jewish kvarim are matam fnei adibur. It's not worse than a goy. So Tosfos comes out with a new tarot. He says that we're talking about kvarim that's after Matan Torah, before Parashas Chukas. Then you would think that the parash of Adam Kiyomis Ba'oil is only from the Parashas Chukas at all, Kamash Vlon, Ilan Fnei Adibur, you have this Issa. And Tosfos has another Kasha, but Akapodim, that's the limit over here. So now, Ad Kan, the Brises. So what does it say in this Brise? So Omer Shlokish, Mahai Evim Rameis, Hechidami, it said in this Brise, Evim Rameis, it said two things. Eiver hanechlal menachai ve'im v'lahalas harucho. And oy b'meis ze eiver hanechlal menameis. What's this case? Hei chidami. Idis be'etzim k'sayra hainu negei be'etzim. Elo, the less be'etzim k'sayra v'afilo hachi rachmona rabye. So the meis here, first arayit or shlokish, that you have here a piece of eiver, you have here a eiver that doesn't have enough basar, and it doesn't have etzim k'sayra either, because it says etzim k'sayra already. So what's this teaching us? It must be teaching us that a full limb, even without etzem kesayra, is matam magamasa. It's a clear brisa, like Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish, here, we want to know what the makara was. We went back, let's go back a second. It said Rosh Lakish held that Eiver is tami magamasa, Rabbi Yechon is not. And the Gemara Kasha is, if it's etzem kesayra, Rabbi Yechon agrees. Terry says, no etzem kesayra, what's Rosh Lakish? Teretz is, we have here a drash from a pasuk. Anyway, it's adrav, it's a raya to Rish Lakish. Amlach Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon says back, lo'ilom de ispeh, it has... What has a possible? Yes, it's yesterday. How's it possible to have a Aver, no etzim gesayra? I said maybe it's a baby's pinky. I don't know. We have boss on it. You see it with boss and muscles on it. I've seen it. It's tiny.
A complete
baby that's 8 days old. Look at its toe, small toe. Look at it next time. Check out the small toe on it. It's like the size of a pea. And that's with the boss. And here, no basar, it can be smaller. Vice does. So, Omlach Rabbi Yechonon, what's Rabbi Yechonon do with this pasuk? Lo'ilam d'ispe etza. This has an etza for kesara. V'me'inin l'magoy, t'me'in l'masoy. And it's come and teach us tumas masa on that. So you have here, etza means etza kesara l'gavim maga. Then you have Eva nechlel manachai and Eva nechlel manameis to say these two tetavavarim. They are matama. That's just they have etzem kesara also. What's the coming to chiddush? The chiddush is that's tumas masa as well. And you always need a pasuk menachai menameis to teach you that it's still matama, you know, at that level of etzem. Even etzem kesara said even by an even menachai that's what you need to psukim. Al kol panim, that's the end of machlekes Rabbi Yechonon Shlokish comes out. The Shlokish is a makar from the psukim, and Rabbi Yechonon said it's not a raya from those psukim at least. Let's go back to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that all these tumas, enozim megaleach, alameis, kazayis menameis, netzel, rekev, shedu gegarlis, all these things. And it ends off, it says, elu enozim megaleach, umazdeh b'shlish v'shvi, on the third day and the seventh day after his tumah, he gets spritzed with para duma dam, v'soyser es ha-koidmin, ve'ine masch limnois ela achiyotar. He doesn't start counting until he becomes tar. So when does he start counting his new naziris? From the seventh day or from the eighth day? We had on Daf Yud Ches, Machlokes Tanayim Beret. Who is our Mishnah like? Iboyaluhu. Hai diktari achi yitar b'shvi'i koi. It means on the seventh day I can start counting. After I get my spritz on the seventh day, I go to the mikvah, I can start counting the naziris. Achi yitar b'shvi'i koi. I'm taking out the next words deliberately. Achi tar b'shvi'i koi. Until it's the seventh day. Umani, who is it? Rabbi Eliezer. He's going with Rabbi Eliezer. Oidilma b'shmini koi. Umay achi yitto achi yovi kabbinoisom. Until you bring your carbon. Umani rabboni. V'chalik rabboni Rabbi Eliezer. If you start, there's a whole lashon in the pasuk v'kidesh by yoyim ahu. Daf Yud Ches, we had the psukim that the machlokes it says that after you do the process of the nozer tameh, it says, what's Bayoimahu? So one man the Yom says Bayoimahu means on the seventh day. The other man the Yom says it means on the eighth day. So who's our Mishnah like? It's Rashi Yitar. And we're not gurus in the Mishnah. We actually have in our Mishnah Losh Rashi Yavi Kamenoisav, or maybe it's Kamenoisav. That's Losh in our Mishnah. Tosfos says we're not gurus those words. So here we have a Shiloh. When is it? The seventh day, eighth day? Toshima will bring it right for the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah talks about Tumas that a Nozer is not Megaleach on it. So what does it say over there? It says, you can look at the bottom of the Omer, it says, Ein Nozer Megaleach, Umazav Shishu Vishvi, Ve'ein Asoy Sesu Kaidmin, Umazav Moina Meyad. It says a Loshon, Umazav Moina Meyad on the seventh day. Ho Reisha, Mayach Yitta, Ach Yavi Kabri Noisav, Amoni Rabbanon, Hid Oma, Nazir is the Tyra, Ach Shmini, Loi Chayla. It's going with the Rabbanon, hold, Nazir is the Tyra, Ad Shmini, until the eighth day, it is not Chal. That's what we're saying, that you only start counting as years from the eighth day, not from the seventh day. We're saying our Mishnah is like the Rabbanon, and it could be that's why it lands up with the Girsa, maybe Kamaroisa, that sounds like the Rabbanon, because our Mishnah, our Gemara, because the next Mishnah says, Maskamon Yad, and there it says, Achiyutar. So we see it means, until you bring Kamaroisa, and it's a stop Mishnah like the Rabbanon.